"Upsy-daisy, don't be crazy," Eddie said, and lifted Susanna onto it. She sat there comfortably enough, gripping the sides, but looked dubious.
"And when we come to a flight of stairs, what then, Sugar Boy?"
"Sugar Boy will burn that bridge when he comes to it," Eddie said, and pushed the rolling table into the hall. "Mush, oi! On, you huskies!"
"Oi, husk!"
The bumbler hurried briskly along, bending his head every now and again to dip into the scent, but mostly not bothering much. It was too fresh and too wide to need much attention. It was the smell of the wolves he had found. After an hour's walk, they passed a hangar-sized door marked "To Horses." Beyond this, the trail led them to a door which read "Staging Area" and "Authorized Personnel Only." That they were followed for part of their hike by Walter O'Dimm was a thing none of them, not even Jake, strong in the touch though he was, suspected. On the boy, at least, the hooded man's thinking cap worked quite well. When Walter was sure where the bumbler was leading them, he turned back to palaver with Mordred, a mistake, as it turned out. But one with this consolation: he would never make another. Oi sat before the closed door, which was the kind that swung both ways, with his cartoon squiggle of tail tight against his hindquarters, and barked,
"Ake, ope, 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 ache!"
"Yeah, yeah," Jake said. "In a minute, hold your water." "Staging area," Eddie said. "That sounds at least moderately hopeful." They were still pushing Susanna on the stainless steel table, having negotiated the only stairway they'd come to, a fairly short one, without too much trouble. Susanna had gone down first on her butt, her usual mode of descent, while Roland and Eddie carried the table along behind her. Jake went between the woman and the men with Eddie's gun raised, a long scrolled barrel laid into the hollow of his left shoulder, a position known as the guard.